Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and Derev Zechus Menachos Daf Tzadi Beis, the 10th Perek, Shtei Midos. So the three Dabs we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that all Karbanos HaTzibur do not require smicha except for the Parlam Davar Shal Tzibur and the Sir Mishnalech. Rav Shimon says that the Sir Avor is Kochavim for Halam Davar of idolatry also requires smicha. In a Bryce, Rabbi Shimon argues that smicha is always performed by Karban's owners, whereas the smicha of the Sir Mishtaleach is performed by the Kohen Gadol. Rav Yehuda, our Tanakama, replies, Avze Aruvana Miskaprim Bo. Even with this, meaning the Sir Mishtaleach, Aaron and his sons are atoned and are also owners. He says the Hekesh compares the Kapar of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael in teaching Hushvuchu on the Kapar Achas. They are all equated for one atonement, specifically the Kapar of the Sir Mishtaleach for all Averos. But Rabbi Shimon says that just as the Vidui, the confession recited over the Sir Mishtaleach is mechaper for all other averos of non-Kohanim, so too the Vidui over the par atones for the Kohanim for all other averos, and they are not included in the Sir Mishtaleach's atonement. Rather, they are only equated insofar as they are all atoned for all averos. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Tanakam and said that a Sir Avodas Kohavim requires smicha. In a Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda darshans v'samchu ziknia edes yedem al rosh par. The elders of the congregation shall lean their hands on the head of the bull, teaching that only the parlam davar requires smicha, but not the sirei avodas kochavim. In another Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda says that the word hachai, the live goat, written about the Sir Mishtaleach, teaches that only this seir requires smicha, not the sirei avodas kochavim. Rabbi Shimon replied that Hachai teaches that the Sirei Avodas Kochavim do not require smicha by Aaron, like the Sirei Mishtaleach, but they do require smicha by the Zekanim, who are owners. The Gemara will later present Rabbi Shimon's source that the Sirei Avodas Zorot requires smicha. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Yehuda needs a pasuk to exclude Sirei Avodas Kochavim from smicha, since Ravina taught before that Gemir Shtei Smicha is Betzibur. There is a tradition that there are two cases of smicha required for a communal carbon, and this is not one of them. It answers Girsa Ba'alma, it's merely an asmachta, but no pasuk is actually necessary. And point number three, a Mishnah concluded that all Karbanos Yochid do not require smicha, except for Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. A Braisa darshans the word Karbano, his sacrifice, written three times in the Psukim about Shlomi to exclude these three Karbanos from smicha. The Gemara explains that without a drasha, they all should have required smicha based on the Kav HaChomer from Shlomi. If a Shlamim, She'en Kudusha San Melrechem, whose Kedusha is not from the womb, requires smicha, then a Bechor, which is Kadush from the womb, certainly should have required smicha. And if a Shlamim, She'en Mekadshim Lifnem Acharem, which does not sanctify something before and after it, requires smicha, then Maiser, which sanctifies the animal before and after it, meaning if one mistakenly designated the 9th as 10th, the 10th as 9th, and the 11th as 10th, they're all Kadosh, certainly should have required smicha. Finally, if Shlamim, which one is not required to bring, requires smicha, then Pesach, which is a requirement to bring, certainly should have required smicha. The Gemara objects that none of these karbanos could have been derived from Shlamim, which requires nesachim and waving of the chaz of Ashok. It concludes that these drashas are a mere smachta. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states that all karbanos hatzibra do not require smicha, except for the parlam davar shal tzibra and the sir mishtaleach. Rav Shimon says that the sir avodas kochavim for halam davar of idolatry also requires smicha. In a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon argues that smicha is always performed by Karban's owners, whereas the smicha of the Sir Mishtaleach is performed by the Kohen Gadol. Rav Yehuda, our Tanakama, replies, Avze Aruvana Miskaprim Bo. Even with this, meaning the Sir Mishtaleach, Aaron and his sons are atoned and are also owners. He says the Hekesh compares the Kapar of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael in teaching Hushvuchu on the Kapar Achas. They are all equated for one atonement, specifically the Kapar of the Sir Mishtaleach for all averos. But Rabbi Shimon says that just as the Vidui, the confession recited over the Sir Mishtaleach is Mechaper for all other averos of non-Kohanim, so too the Vidui over the Par atones for the Kohanim for all other averos, and they are not included in the Sir Mishtaleach's atonement. Rather, they are only equated insofar as they are all atoned for all averos. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Tanakam and said that a Sir Avodas Kochavim requires smicha. In a Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda darshans v'samchu ziknia edes yedem al rosh par. The elders of the congregation shall lean their hands on the head of the bull, teaching that only the parlam davar requires smicha, but not the Sirei Avodas Kochavim. In another Bryce, Rabbi Yehuda says that the word hachai, the live goat, written about the Sir Mishtaleach, teaches that only this seir requires smicha, not the Sirei Avodas Kochavim. Rav Shimon replied that Hachai teaches that the Siri Avodas Kochavim do not require smicha by Aaron, like the Siri Mishtalech, but they do require smicha by the Zakenim, who are owners. The Gemara will later present Rabbi Shimon's source that the Siri Avodah Zorah requires smicha. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Yehuda needs a pasuk to exclude Siri Avodas Kochavim from smicha, since Ravina taught before that Gemir Shtei Smicha is Batzibur. There is a tradition that there are two cases of smicha required for a communal carbon, and this is not one of them. It answers Girsa Ba'alma. It's merely an asmachta, but no pasuk is actually necessary. And point number three, a Mishnah concluded that all korbanos yochi do not require smicha, except for Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. A braisa darshens the word karbono, his sacrifice, written three times in the psukim about Shlomi to exclude these three karbanos from smicha. The Gemara explains that without a drasha, they all should have required smicha based on the kav chomer from Shlomi. If a Shlomi, she'en kudusha san merechem, whose kedusha is not from the womb, requires smicha, then a Bechor, which is kadosh from the womb, certainly should have required smicha. And if a Shlomim, she'en mekadshim lifnem acharem, which does not sanctify something before and after it, requires smicha, then Meiser, which sanctifies the animal before and after it, meaning if one mistakenly designated the 9th as 10th, the 10th as 9th, and the 11th as 10th, they're all kadosh, certainly should have required smicha. Finally, if Shlomim, which one is not required to bring, requires smicha, then Pesach, which is a requirement to bring, certainly should have required smicha. The Gemara objects that none of these karbanos could have been derived from Shlomim, which requires nesachim and waving of the chaz of Ashok. It concludes that these drashas are a mere smachta. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Tzadi Beis, and our standard simon is a turtle, a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. At the smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing smicha on a Siri Mishtalech for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing smicha on a Siri Avodah Zorah for based in poskening, it was mutter to bow down to a giant turtle idol. Three men bringing a Bechor, Mice, and Pesach were turned away and given turtle-shaped, no smicha signs. Once again, slow motion. At the smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, turtle shell, that must be on Daf Tzadi Beis, turtle. At the smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing smicha on a Siri Mishtalech for eating turtle soup, which reminds us, and more brings a malchokas, if the Siri Mishtalech atones for Kohanim. So at the smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing smicha on a Siri Mishtalech for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing smicha on a Siri Avodah Zorah for based in poskening, it was mutter to bow down to a giant turtle idol, which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokas of the Siri Avodas Kochavim requires smicha. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon disagreed with the Tanakhama and said that a Siri Avodas Kochavim requires smicha. In one braise, Rabbi Yehuda says that the word hachai, the live goat written about the Siri Mishtalech, teaches that only this sa'ir requires smicha, but not Siri Avodas Kochavim. But Rabbi Shimon replies that hachai teaches that Siri Avodas Kochavim do not require smicha by Aaron, like the Siri Mishtalech, but they do require smicha by the Zakenim, who are owners. So, at the smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing smicha on a Siri Mishtalech for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing smicha on a Siri Avodah Zorah for basin poskening to bow down to a giant turtle idol, three men bringing a Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach were turned away and given turtle-shaped, no smicha signs, which reminds us, the Mishnah concluded that all Karbanos Yachid do not require smicha except for Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. A braisa darshens the word karbono, his sacrifice, written three times in the psukim about Shlomi, to exclude these three karbonos from smicha. The braisa explains that without a drasha, they should all have required smicha based on a kav chomer from Shlomi. So once again, at the smicha training course held inside a giant turtle shell building, where a Kohen Gadol was practicing doing smicha on a Siri Mishtalech for eating turtle soup, and two Zakenim were doing smicha on Siri Avodah Zorah for basin poskening, it was mutter to bow down to a giant turtle idol. Three men bringing a Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach were turned away and given turtle-shaped no smicha signs. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf peches. So the simon daf peches is pach, a garbage can. So here goes. The garbage man, that must be more on daf peches, pach. The garbage man who was obsessed with the base of Migdash and made himself two sets of measuring cups in the shape of garbage cans, one in ascending order and one descending, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous daf taught that there were seven mitos for liquids in the Migdash. In a Brice review, to list them in ascending order from a quarter log to a heme, and Reb Meir lists these mitos in descending order. Reb Yochanan explains that Reb Yehuda holds Beirutzia mitos nitzkadshu. The heaping above the measures was sanctified. He holds, because Baruch Hu gave Moshe a revius, the smallest mita, and told him wanted to measure the other midos using the revias to be large enough to include the additional beirutzim, because pouring into a larger vessel usually retains the beirutzim. So the garbage man, who was obsessed with the Beis HaMikdash, made himself two sets of measuring cups in the shape of garbage cans, one in ascending order and one descending. Practice refilling his model menorah to the top when one of the lamps went out in the middle of the night, which reminds us the Gemara details the procedure for relighting a ner of the menorah, which went out prematurely during the night. So the garbage man, who was obsessed with the Beis HaMikdash, made himself two sets of measuring cups in the shape of garbage cans, one in ascending order and one descending. Practice refilling his model menorah to the top when one of the lamps went out in the middle of the night, by first cleaning it out by bending it over, since it could not be detached. Which reminds us, Rav Sheshet said, Ner she b'migdash shel prakim hava. Each lamp of the menorah in the Mikdash was made of parts which were thin and flexible and could be bent downwards during cleaning, but could not be detached from the menorah. He holds that the requirements to make the menorah from a kikra of gold and miksha, hammered out from a single piece, included the menorah and its lamps, so the neros were attached. Thus, if the menorah were not made of flexible parts, it could not be properly cleaned before each day's lighting. Daf Pei Tes. So the Siman Daf Pei Tes is a pot. So here goes. The Chalom Pot Salesman. Chalom Pot. That must mean we're on Daf Pei Tes. The Chalom Pot Salesman, demonstrating that the pots could also be used to pour a chetzi yisarin of oil into each ner of the menorah, that it should burn from evening to morning, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that half a log of oil was used for each ner of the menorah. The Pasuk Me'er Vad Boker, from evening until morning, teaches Tenli Midas to give the menorah its necessary measure of oil, Shetehei Dolechas V'Holechas Me'er Vad Boker, that it should burn from evening until morning. The Chachamim assess that half a log is necessary for each ner to last from evening until morning. There's Malchokas if they start with a larger measure and work their way down when evaluating the correct amount, or start with a smaller measure and work their way up. So the Chalom Pot Salesman, demonstrating that the pots could also be used to pour a chetzi yisarin of oil into each ner of the menorah, that it should burn from evening to morning, and were perfect for mixing the nesachim of bulls with the nesachim of rams, since the oil to flour ratio was the same. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ma'arvin niske parim beniske elim. We may mix the nesachim of bulls with the nesachim of rams, because the ratio of oil to flour is the same, 2 lugin of oil per yisarin of flour. A bull requires 6 logim for 3 yisronos, while ram requires 4 logim for 2 yisronos. Nesachim of different karbonos of lambs may be mixed for the same reason, but the nesachim of lambs, which require 3 logins for 1 yisaron, may not be mixed with the nesachim of bulls and rams. So the Chalom Pot Salesman, demonstrating that the pots could also be used to pour a chetzi yisarin of oil into each ner of the menorah, that it should burn from evening to morning, and were perfect for mixing the nesachim of bulls with the nesachim of rams, since the oil to flour ratio was the same, was approached by a matzor who wanted to buy a pot for his nesachim, despite the fact that his ashim was brought lo ushmo. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that an ashim matzora which was shechted shelo ushmo requires nesachim like a standard ashim matzora, although it does not fulfill his obligation. Because if you don't say so, but offer it without nesachim like a basic ashim, you've invalidated it. Since this animal was designated as an ashim matzora, it cannot be offered as an ordinary ashim. Dav tzadi. So the simur dav tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The gabbai tzedakah who is using an empty tzedakah box, that must be on dav tzadi. The gabbai tzedakah who is using an empty tzedakah box to demonstrate beirutzei midos and to explain if they are kodesh or not, which reminds us, in the next mission, the Tanakhama says, midas halach beirutzehen kodesh. Regarding liquid measures, their heaping over the measures is sanctified, but the beirutzim of dry measures are chulin. The Gemara explains that he holds a midas halach was nimshecha ben b'mifnim, ben b'mechutz, anointed both on the inside and on the outside, so the outer lip can sanctify its beirutzim, whereas a midas yavish was only anointed b'fnim, but not b'chutz, and cannot sanctify its beirutzim. Rabbi Kiva says that midas halach are kodesh and sanctify even their beirutzim, whereas the midas and yavish are chol, so their beirutzim are chulin. So the gabbai tzedakah was using an empty tzedakah box to demonstrate beirutzei midos and to explain if they are kodesh or not, was looking forward to emptying out his tzedakah box to buy wheat for karbanos when the price dropped. Which reminds us, if one commits to supply fine flour for the Beis HaMikdash at 4 sa'a per sella, ba'amdu b'shalosh, and the price of flour increased to 3 sa'a per sella, yisapik ba'arba, he must supply it at the original price of 4 per sella. This is because Hekdesh immediately acquired the flour when the Gizbar originally gave money to the supplier. If the price was initially 3 sa'a per sella and decreased to 4 sa'a per sella, he must supply flour at the new lower price, shiyat Hekdesh al-Hayon, because Hekdesh always has the upper hand. So the Gabbai Tzedakah was using an empty tzedakah box to demonstrate Beirut's amidos and to explain if they are kadosh or not, was looking forward to emptying out his tzedakah box to buy wheat for kabbanis when the price dropped, which had a smaller box attached to it on the side for nesachim, which reminds us the Gemara discusses which kabbanis require nesachim. Daf Tzadi Av. So the siman Daf Tzadi Av is an exit sign. So here goes. As a man bringing two olas as the Nadav was left in the nesachim store under the exit sign, that must more Daf Tzadi Aleph. As a man bringing two olas as Nadav was left in the nesachim store under the exit sign with his two nesachim, which reminds us, we learn that one who brings two karbanas even of the same type require two sets of nesachim. So as a man bringing two olas as Nadav was left in the nesachim store under the exit sign with his two nesachim, followed by the matzor with his nesachim for his chatas and asham, which reminds us, the mission on the previous daf taught that although a chatas and asham generally do not require nesachim, the chatas and asham of a matzorah do require nesachim. A braisa teaches that when the pasuk about a matzorah's karbanos requires bringing a mincha, but mincha ba imazevach hakas medaber, the pasuk is speaking about a mincha which comes together with the karban rather than an independent mincha. So as a man bringing two olas as Nadav is left in the nesachim store under the exit sign with his two nesachim, followed by the matzor with his nesachim for his chatas and asham, a man entered with his 13-month-old palgas, which had an old exit sign in its mouth, to get nesachim similar to an aisle, not a kevis, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why the pasuk says o le'ayel, or for a ram, and answers that it teaches that a palgas requires the same nesachim as an aisle, not like those of a kevis. A palgas is a male sheep in its 13th month, older than a kevis, but younger than an aisle. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn the midos for measuring yavesh in the mikdash? That's on daf Pezayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn a palgas requires nesachim like an aisle? That's on daf Tzadi Olive. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that the Ner Meravi is an edus that the Shechina is Shora by Yisrael? That's on daf Pevav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Bechor Meis and Pesach do not require smicha? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn about the three stages of the olive harvest and the three grades of oil in each? That's on daf Pevav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss a case where one committed to supply flour for the base of Migdash and the price changed? That's on daf Tzadi. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you machlokes if the Sira Avodas Kochavim requires smicha? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have machlokes about the listing of the 7 midos for liquids? That's on daf Peches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we have in Machlokas if the Sir Mishtaleach atones for Kohanim? That's on daf Tzadi Beis. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss the procedure for relighting a Ner of the menorah which went out prematurely? That's on daf Peches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.